Chapter 37. Transfiguration in the Time of the End. For millions of years, physical humanity has been wandering around on the Earth. For millions of years, fallen humanity has been occupied in breaking through the nadir of materiality and thus converting its involutionary course into an evolutionary one, in order finally to resume its journey to the Father's house. For millions of years, divine entities have been trying to impel humanity fully to develop the mental consciousness that is organically present and to use it for its exalted purpose, namely to achieve transfiguration. In order to save it from crystallization, how many cataclysms have already struck earthly humanity that has not yet gone the path of transfiguration, but, to the contrary, clings on to the earth? Lemuria, that enormous continent reaching from the southern part of the Pacific Ocean to Africa in the west, Madagascar, the Himalayas, Sumatra, Australia, and Easter Island are remnants of it, was destroyed by volcanic eruptions, by fire. With it went the group of Lemurians known as the Sons of Darkness, who had to perish as, in their self-maintenance, they committed the most horrendous crimes, while the other group of Lemurians, known as the Sons of Light and Wisdom, escaped. Atlantis, situated at the location of the present Atlantic Ocean, the British Isles and the Azores are remnants of it, served as a field of development for fallen humanity. Seven races developed in Atlantis, and from one of these had to develop the root race for the seven races of our present Aryan epoch. It was the fifth subrace, the original Semites, which was chosen for this purpose, because the germ of the mind was present in them. It was from this that cunning developed in Atlantis, Atlantean craftiness that degenerated into evil. Long before Atlantis was submerged, those members of the Semitic race that were designated for it were led eastward. First, they were led to a region where such countries as Israel are now situated. Later on, a small group was led to the Gobi Desert. Atlantis disappeared from the earth, swallowed up by the ocean. Just as was the case in Lemuria, only the godless Atlanteans of the Black Island perished, while the Atlantean inhabitants of the White Island escaped the flood. To ensure the formation of as pure an Aryan root race as possible, very severe laws were made. For example, it was forbidden to marry into other races. However many members of the chosen group disobeyed this law. This is why the previously mentioned small group left the present Middle East for the Gobi Desert. About 1 million years ago, the Aryan root race was formed there, and when this new race had grown to a large population through the incarnation of increasing numbers of entities, the first mass migration took place about 200,000 years later. The Aryan race migrated southwards and mixed with the inhabitants of India, and from this, the first subrace, the Indo-Aryan race, was formed. After that, the following were formed. Secondly, the Babylonian-Assyrian-Chaldean subrace. Thirdly, the Persian-Greek-Latin subrace. Fourthly, the Celtic subrace. Fifthly, the Germanic-Anglo-Saxon subrace. The first four subraces all had their outstanding cultures. We can at best read about them in books or see their expressions in museums, but for the rest, they have become lost in the course of time. What is the situation with the European, belonging to the fifth subrace? In it, the germ of the intellect has reached full maturity. To what end has the European used his intellect? To develop the highly esteemed European culture, to war on each other with the most refined techniques, to invent the nuclear bomb and the hydrogen bomb, to think up lugubrious projectiles that are shot into space to land on the moon or one of the planets, or to damage the Van Allen belts and thus disturb the harmony of the universe. Till now the European has used his intellect to maintain his godless, unholy life. Is it a wonder that the unholy fire is blazing in the highest heat sphere and is threatening to overwhelm humanity? Is it a wonder that cultural philosophers predict the end of the Occident? Is it a wonder that it was predicted long ago that Great Britain and Europe would go down in fire? Surely not. Our school makes a real distinction between initiation long ago and now, between initiation before the Christian calendar and after. For the person who was born before the commencement of the Christian calendar, the possibility existed to realize soul rebirth. the person born in the period of the Christian calendar, is able to accomplish transfiguration, i.e., to call into being the spirit soul man. Transfiguration can be achieved by all because they have a mind. The mind enables the human being to become a Gnostic, i.e., one who possesses knowledge of his true destination, one who knows. The spiritual school of the Golden Rosicross makes it possible for its pupils to go the path of transfiguration in a practical sense, and thus rise above the coming flood by means of the magnetic living body, by the ark built in the last 75 years. Have you ever wondered why the Netherlands was chosen for the formation of the spiritual school? It has been said that the reason is that the Dutch are the most individualized nation, in other words, the most crystallized. But there is another reason as well. You may know that the Netherlands stands under the sign of Cancer, the crab. But on the famous zodiac of the temple at Dendera in Egypt, Cancer was depicted as a beetle, a scarab. It was the emblem of the soul, and in ancient times as well as by modern mystics, Cancer was deemed to be the sphere of the soul, the gate of life in the zodiac. Cancer is also the sign of the nadir, the foot of the cross that must be planted in your life, and in this sign you must celebrate your victory. For this reason, in Christianopolis by Johann Valentin Andreae, the candidate sails across the academic sea in the ship Fantasy, bearing the flag with the sign of Cancer. In the same way, will you, as a pupil or future pupil, plant the cross in the nadir of your life and enter the new field of life through the gate of life, the spiritual school? That is the decisive choice facing you. You will probably know that the moon rules the sign of Cancer. If you now choose the earthly life, you will be ruled by the forces of the dying heavenly body that you can perceive with your eyes. Should you choose the way to life, you will be ruled by the lunar angels, the forces of the Holy Spirit. We assume you have chosen the life of the soul. But are you not victimized constantly by the daily grind, by the habituation of life? As far as this is concerned, you can sigh along with Paul, for I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. As a pupil of the spiritual school, you are accepted into the living body. This means you are irradiated by pure astral and etheric forces. Therefore, that other saying of the initiate Paul also applies to you. I can do all things in Christ who gives me power. Hence, in the power of Christ, through self-freemasonry, you will be able to withstand any attacks which phantoms might make on you. It is high time to come to this realization and to enter a new mode of life which we have presented to the pupils for so many years. We are living in great times now that the age of Aquarius has begun its course, and the water bearer is pouring his pitcher of living water out over humanity. Who can now say, I cannot go the way to life? Why postpone? The times of the end have commenced. You can tell by the events and the degeneration in the world around you. You can tell by the many mysteries unveiled to the pupils in our school. This unveiling is happening so that the words might be fulfilled from the Confessio Fraternitatis RC. One thing, O mortals, must now be explained by us, namely, that God has decided to restore to the world, which not long after it shall perish, the truth, the light and the dignity which he once ordered to depart with Adam from paradise, in order to ease the misery of mankind. What are you going to do now? Are you going to allow yourself to be dragged along by the flood soon to come? And will you take your microcosm, already chained to this earth for so many millions of years, back to a new Lemurian beginning, and so keep it imprisoned for a few more millions of years in this nadir of matter? Or will you rise above the flood with the celestial ship, the ark, the living body of the spiritual school, by finally turning the teachings given to you into practice of life, and by fulfilling them at last? Then you are a master builder, for you are achieving a union between fire and water. You could compare the teachings with the element water and the fulfillment with the element fire. Then you are really putting your Christianity into practice. Only then are you really going the path to life. As a John the Baptist, you are making straight the paths for the God in you. You are arousing the rose, the Christ in you, to life. You continue your path. You go the way of the cross, the way of the Rosy Cross. You go through your crucifixion, but you go on and celebrate your resurrection. The spirit soul is born. Then finally, there is the descent of the Holy Spirit. The union of soul and spirit takes place. You celebrate the alchemical wedding of Christian Rosy Cross. Then the human being who has been wandering on earth for so long, who has been imprisoned on earth for so long, will be liberated. And as a true soul man, a manas, a thinker, a thinking being in the absolute highest meaning of the word, he will continue his journey to eternity. Then transfiguration is no longer just a possibility for you, but a reality. Then, like Paul, you can exclaim, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting?" Then you have overcome death and you will live in all eternity. May this soon be true for you.